I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Jai? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
City Radio Slow Jam Sundays. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and I am so excited about tonight. I found a hot-ass mix. Hopefully it will play all the way out and everything. So, now, I know everybody wants to know what happened at my party last night. A whole lot of confusion. I was supposed to have my March Madness listening party, and it was, let me see, got there, got to the club, and I was supposed to have a third floor from 12:15 till the club closed, because they had a private party from 10 to 12. Well, the fucking bus girl didn't get there until fucking 11:30, and I guess she felt like, you know, she paid for 2 hours, so, you know, 12 o'clock didn't apply to her. And then we had to deal with that. Then we had to try to improvise with the music system, because it's supposed to be a listening party on the third floor. Well, that didn't happen either. So to make a long story short, my son got irritated because he was supposed to be performing. His friends came out because it was like a birthday party for him and everything. So then some dude, like, talking to one of his friends, like, what the fuck is going on, because he heard his baby mama. He saw my son's baby mama arguing with somebody. So he goes over there to see what's going on. Then my son comes up there to see my son, to see his brother arguing with somebody. So he tells him what's going on. work. So security doesn't even ask them what's going on. Security comes up and takes a swing at my. He's in his ear like, yo, if you don't swing at me, you can't hit me. Like, basically, you a pussy or whatever. So then, other security guards come and they start jumping my son, which makes matters worse. So now, my middle son is hemmed up and he can't get to him because the security's like, I got him, I got him, I got him. But at the same time, telling him, oh, I'll beat your ass. So I was just like, what the fuck? I'm already downstairs and they putting me out, so I can't go back in. So then I just hear all this commotion. I see my son's baby mama. She's screaming and she's fighting. Then I see my son coming down the stairs and then he's like, they in the club jumping Mike. So I run back in there trying to, but they still won't let me. Police ain't really trying to do shit because I heard it was getting crazy out there. But then my daughter is upstairs and we both had on heels last night. She took her heels off and started beating the hell out of the security. But my son was good or whatever, so then they come outside, and my friend, who's the promoter, is trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Police is doing what they do best, getting in your face, talking shit, and being ready to fuck with them, or get back. Then they would remind you, oh, I'll take your ass to jail, this, that, and the third. So I'm just like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to play this fucking game with you because we'll never win. I'm going to file a formal complaint. Then the next thing I know, they have my son's girlfriend just slamming her all on the street, and then they drag my son up and take him to jail. So I'm just like, what in the fuck? So to make a long story short, everybody is good, you know what I'm saying? I got to pass out my mixtape, but people didn't get, they heard one song, and now all hell broke loose. But at the end of the day, my son wants his lunch with the security guard, which is only fair because how are you going to swing at somebody for having a conversation with their brother? We don't do that kind of shit. So at the end of the day, I still have love for my friend. It's all good. And I will do some more stuff. I'm ready for my night with Chalk Mommy, and it's going to be an open forum sex discussion type situation at the club. And I'm going to have men and women, and we're going to have, like, an open conversation about sex. I'm debating on the topics right now, but that's going to be in June. It gives me, like, a good month to go ahead and promote for it. So I have a really good mix tonight. It's by Quiet Storm with Jay-Z, and it has, like, a lot of good songs. This was uploaded September 2011. I got it off of, it's on YouTube, so... Just bear with me because Skype and Blog Talk are tripping. I guess it's overloaded and everything like that. So, you know, just be patient with me. And if it stops, I have to hit the start button again. So we're going to rock it out with this. This is like a pretty nice mix. So if you don't hear my voice anymore, it doesn't fucking matter. Just listen to the music. That's what we do on Sunday. We play slow jam music, the kind of music that gets you in the mood, ready to fuck your partner, fuck your whoever you're with, and then if not, it makes you want to call somebody to come over, listen to the music with you, and then you fuck them. So go ahead, get your liquor, get your bottle of wine together, get your beer, go ahead, get your blunt, whatever it is you need. Get that, you know what I'm saying? And then sit back and relax with Chalk Mommy, Slow Jam Sunday. That's right, say it with me. Chalk Mommy, Slow Jam Sunday, Sexual Sunday, Sexy Sunday, Fuck Me Sunday. Whatever Sunday you want it to be, that's what it is. But right now, you're rocking with Chalk Mommy, Slow Jam Sunday. Let's go.
Quiet storm. Valentine's Day show. Happens to be JB's last show as well again. Time to go. Time to get myself ready and hand the reins over to DJ Boo and the incomparable JD. They'll be here tomorrow night on a very special edition of Your Quiet Storm on Valentine's Day. Tonight it's all on you.
Oh, fuck up. I didn't know I was going to have all this damn talking and shit. Hold on. Let me find something else. What the fuck? Don't nobody want to hear all of that talking and shit. Like, damn. Let's try this one. I was listening to it earlier. Coming in my closet door. All I got what you're looking for. Just the lights that I know. And turn the radio on.
Even if I do a long way home. I'm sorry. Tonight you'll be with me, a party. What if I still don't have truly over? Sweet. Man playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Baby, I'm just a loser. My loneliness got the best of me and my heart so weak. Every day I wanna pick up the phone. Tell you what, you're everything that I need. Oh, only I can fight you.
I love my mom, and how I'm not gonna sex and hate. Thank you. Cause everybody knows that we're both on the floor. Why do we need love? Why do we put love away? So we don't want to
Okay. Doctor, I don't Thank you. Crying apart to me, I'm gonna let it be. Just keep loving me the way you love me, 'cause I your face. My heart smiles every time. I feel so good, it hurts sometimes. Creating this world with us to hold. To feel, to breathe, to live you. Send your blood.
Enjoying the music, laughing at my co-host. Oh my gosh. Next.
Listen.
I wish one fucking wisdom he had a fetish of farting and he wanted me to fart on his ass. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh.
Nah, you don't even know. like some of them like that. They love it.
I'm sorry. That's just like one time on Twitter, I was looking at this chick, and she was called the fart and wife. Her tweets had me crying because this bitch was being honest. She's like, I'm in love, and I'm asking the sales person for help, and I just farted. He don't even know it. I can't wait till he smells it.
Shit, she get a motherfucker like that one, he be in love for real. The stinkier, the better. The louder, the more enticing.
Man, I was like, I wanna do a blast like y'all. I'm gonna hear y'all nasty motherfuckers get hard for bitch part, like for
real. Yeah. You go expose me. You're like exposing. You're gonna be like, bitch, I know you said it. Sorry.
It's just a general text, because it's like, he don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like men don't understand that females can be, I could be like, I saw something on Twitter and I just needed to ask a question. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh man, the type of men that I have encountered, crazy.
I mean, okay, if a dude asks me to piss on him, of course, I'm gonna piss. Shit, nah. You know what I'm saying? Fart? No, because I don't even feel comfortable. Even if you're my man and we've been together forever, I don't feel comfortable farting around you. That's just not something that I do. And you'd be like, that shit turns you off. Baby, my dick won't get hard unless you fart. I guess you're going to be a soft dick motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, some people don't feel like the relationship is solidified until you fart in front of each other.
Well, I guess I have an unsolidified fucking relationship.
You got to be comfortable to let one go in front of your mate. So,
okay,
and then the fetish. The fetish fuckers, that's like on infinity.
Now, I had one dude tell me, like, yo, I will pull the covers over your head and fart and make you smell it. I will put my foot in your ass. How about that? Like, literally put my foot in my big toe in your asshole. Don't play with me like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't play on farting games. I wish a nigga would fart on me. I swear, yo, that'll be the last time that motherfucker ever have the inclination to be comfortable to want to do anything around another bitch like that. No. I feel like it's certain shit you do and certain shit you don't do around people, and that's one of them. So damn Sundays, and you got your bitch or your nigga telling you to fart on them, they dick get hard so they can fuck you, I suggest you get a new dick or you find some other bitch. If that's okay, who you want it? I ain't even hating. I'm just saying. What happens when that motherfucker becomes a wet fart? Then what?
Oh, my goodness. We used to be like, yo, what you eat today? Oh, that's a big meal. I know you're going to fuck with me later, right?
I'm like this. I've been in situations where I really liked men, and then if they farted around me, and then if the shit really stank, I'm just like, yo, like, I would not. I'm done. I'm literally done. Like, no.
Mm-mm.
You know, okay, the topic for Tuesday is, when is it, I mean, like, when, like, after how long did you date someone before you fought around them or shit with them in the house? Like, I mean, I'm just saying.
You know what's crazy is that some people don't have no time limit. Like, if they got to go, it's better out than in.
I mean,
and some people hold that mess like they superhuman, like they don't never, ever.
I mean, I can't do that. I'm sorry. Even being married or whatever, I was in a situation where I was on a blind date, went to, whatchamacallit, D.C. to meet this dude. I met him off of Black Planet or something, right? So, and these bitches, he was decent. And I was like, man, I just came home from prison. Free trip. I ain't never been to the Chakra City. Let's go. Man, I get there. This motherfucker picks me up. I can't turn around and go back on the plane because it's been landed and it's not due to leave till Sunday. So, we go back. We drive around because the hotel ain't ready. You know, you can't check in before a certain time or whatever. So, we go to a soul food restaurant. And I'm not even hungry or nothing like that because I'm just looking at how ugly this motherfucker is. The next thing I know, we check into the hotel, and I'm trying to play it off and be nice. Like, do you have a T-shirt I can sleep in? He's like, yeah. So this motherfucker is in the bathroom taking his shit with the door open. I was so disgusted. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go.
He could at least close the door.
Man, my thing was, it went the game out, man. And then it's like, God don't like ugly kids. I'm like, man, fuck that. And my brother's dad had just died, and my mother was taking it bad. So I'm like, I need to get home with my mom. Why the hell, when I had to fly from D.C. to Philly, from Philly back to to Raleigh, I get bumped on the flight in Philly, so they had to put me up in a hotel, and I got a free airline ticket. I was like, ain't this a bitch right here? You talking about somebody?
Yeah. Oh, man. So even when you're being married, you can't let go.
Man, eventually, you know, when you're married, you have to shit eventually, you know, so there's no getting around that or whatever. But it wasn't like I was, like, trying to fart. I mean, I guess I'm just too frisky and just don't feel like that's some shit that's just right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's their private time.
Yes. And it's just like, for me, I'm like this. You do that roguish shit or that trifling shit in front of me if you want to, then I ain't ever fucking with you again. You know what I'm saying? I will cut you the fuck off. No phone calls when I see you. I will, no. You know, fucking around there and wrote a blog about your stinking ass.
Oh, my goodness.
That shit don't make no sense. Like, and dudes are so comfortable with doing that shit.
Yeah.
throw their leg up and just let it rip. I'm just like, oh, God.
And look at you like, this is why we're here. This is why we're a team.
Ain't no I in team. Ain't no I in team. Fuck you, pay me. No.
You so crazy.
No. I'm no. And the dudes feel like that's okay. No. I'm going to lead up on the loan. Because they should say.
Yeah.
And that's somebody said. Baby, come sit on my face and fart in my mouth. I want to taste that shit.
Yes. When you go to the bathroom, they want to be there. They want to be the toilet. If they could be the toilet, they would.
Okay, so what happens when you sit there and you do that, when you do that to somebody? Like somebody asks you to do that, what are you going to say? Your man be like, yo, ask me. Girl, come over here and sit on my face and fart in Poppy's mouth. Like, what you going to say?
Oh, man, like... You know, they be wanting you to fart on, like, on time. I can't do that. Like, mine just come when they feel like coming, not when you want them to be, you know. And then, again, for you to ask me to to do that, it's like I'm going to clam up because, you know, it's kind of off to me. So I can't just do what you want me to. Like, if I get somebody and I'm chilling with them, they're like, yo, can you fart in my face right now? I'll be like, what? And even if I had to fart, the fart would probably, like, crawl back up. Like, no, we didn't want to be, you know, on stage with this.
But then, let's break it down even more, right? This dude is, like, trying to holler at you, trying to be in a relationship with you, right? And he's asking you to fart on his face. Then that motherfucker be wanting to kiss, and then you just start thinking about how many other bitches that sex.
Then you get to ask it. You get to, like, listen, how, where did this originate? Like, what is the origin of your fart fetish? Like, why are you so fascinated with a woman's ass ripping? Like, what is that? You know, and
I don't even want to know. Once he's like,
hey, look,
man, bye.
My nosy ass be wanting to know. I be wanting to know everything. Like, where did this originate? How many people did you do this with? How successful were you? Why are you so shy about it? Everything.
Then they can, you know, that motherfucker want to spread your ass cheek apart and watch your booty hole vibrate as you fart.
No. And feed you all kinds of nasty, nastiness. You know, could you eat beans today? How was your salad?
You know what? I gotta compose myself. I gotta play my favorite song and then I gotta come back because you fucking me up tonight.
All right.
You fucking me up. So here we go.
Baby, nobody is Come on, we know about the fetishes of the body parts already. We talking about some extraordinary, some crazy, never seen, never heard before. Some things would be acquired taste. Some escargot go for the ghetto. We need to hear some stuff like that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm like, I was just doing what comes to me for like your track. I have an acquired taste, but that your fart. I might have to shit
out. And you open up one of those heart boxes and you think it's a bunch of chocolate.
Okay.
It's a bunch of bean salad. Three bean salad.
Oh, God. I'm like.
And he'll be like, eat up, sugar love.
Oh, God. My stomach hurt. It hurts so bad.
I'm trying to tell you, they love to feed you. Gotta be careful of the men who love to feed us. You hungry? You ain't eat today? Come on, you need to eat.
Oh,
where you want to eat at?
Okay, I mean,
no, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Live for it.
Your dick gets hard. You pre-come from it.
We'll be at your mercy if you do it for them.
We'll give you the ATM card every payday. Baby.
Right. I'll be your slave if you fart through the phone, Father.
Oh, my goodness,
like, oh, my goodness. And then, right, like, I'll save it for Tuesday. Love a nasty nigga. At least they honest.
I'm sorry. I love them nasty to a point.
Right. Your nasty got a glass ceiling. Mine too. Because there's certain things that I wouldn't be able to comprehend. You know, it'll take me a while to get it. So.
It's like, that's all I can say. Really? Because, like, where do they do that at?
They do it. And they be the thuggedest ones. I can't save it till Tuesday. I obliged him. I'll tell you how on Tuesday, but yeah.
Fuck it.
I mean, not often enough, you know what I'm saying? Not often enough, clearly.
I'm asking that on Tuesday.
Okay. Oh, man. It's like, oh, my. Look, you got me rolling the beautiful bean footage.
Oh, God. I'm about to go downstairs and ask my daughter, Alicia, have a nigga ever asked you to fart on me? And she's like, what? She's like, what? Mommy, get the hell out of my face. She's like, get out of my face. But I'm just asking because I just heard some shit, and it just cut me the hell up.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Not
I guess let me shut the hell up until Tuesday.
Like, let's see. Hold on. Okay, my bum goes fart song. Oh, let's see what that sounds like.
You too much. I'm mad. That's going to be Tuesday's theme song.
No, I do have a TV and some fart songs out there, and that was one of them. I thought it was going to be a beat, the boom go, my fart go boom, and then somebody like, just when I think you can't fuck my head up, you go and do something else. Girl.
Oh, man. I was trying to say that for Mr. Big Tone, but, I mean, you know, I aim to please as long as it don't fall on me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they can like fall of that on them. As long as I don't have to get it in return, I'll try it.
Okay, now what happens when a dude
want
to fart on you? What happens?
Hell to the no. Hell no, sir. My skin is sensitive and so is my nose. We don't play that shit. You can die behind that. That is dangerous.
Okay, now, I got to find carton phone. I mean, like, or just some real ratchet ass skit. Like, you want me to fart on you? Yes, daddy. Like, can you fart on me?
I'm sure that's not the only nasty fetish we're going to hear Tuesday. There has to be some confident, bold individuals who will tell us what turns them on if they're acquired to.
I'm about to come tomorrow. I'm going to start blasting, asking them to come and be honest. Like, shit, we don't fucking know y'all. None of us are getting fighting. Ain't going to meet y'all. So, you know, you be honest.
Yes. Yeah.
And we got a lot.
And women, too. I know some women out there got a life so nasty that's happening to them. They just don't want to say.
Shit, I'm free with that. When it comes to farts and tits and fisses, keep that to yourself.
Absolutely. Again, my skin is sensitive and it's dangerous to your health.
I just don't know what to say with all that.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. What the hell am I going to do? What am I going to do with you?
Me? You know, I don't even know how this came about. Oh, I remember.
You? That's how that came about. You?
I was talking to my big sis about somebody I know. And it just, I don't know, I guess it shocked you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I can't wait for Tuesday. I guess it comes fast.
That's all I can say.
Oh, well. It's out. I'll fart on you if you want me to.
Well, you said I obliged.
I did. You know, I like to see people happy as long as it doesn't hurt me. Hell.
That should have hurt your nose.
Yeah, it didn't though. That was a lucky moment.
Oh my God. I'm
going to
be laughing all the way to Tuesday. Just so you know this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know you won't let me live it down until after Tuesday, so.
You know what? I'm giving you a pass on that one.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah, you get a pass. After Tuesday, we'll never speak about it again.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, God. I can't fuck with you. I'm taking a shower, and I'm going to bed. And I have an interview tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, I was doing tech support, and I'm, like, really excited about it. And
okay.
It's crazy because the interviewing manager is like, really weird because I get the email, and one of the interviewing managers has been, we've known each other since I was 14. I used to date her brother.
Cool.
So, like, this is going to be interesting. I'm praying that God allows me, to get this position because it will help me do the things that I need to do, and then I'll be learning something new.
Nice. Well, I'm rooting for you, girl. Can't wait to hear about it.
Thank you. I am going to call you in the morning after I leave the interview. So,
cool.
Keep me in your thoughts, and you know, just until Tuesday, stay away from any fart masters, okay?
Absolutely, I haven't been. You know, I haven't done it in a year or so. You know, it's been a while. So,
a year.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But, you know, we still keep in touch.
You don't miss it? You don't feel like going back just to get that out?
Nah. No.
Okay.
It wasn't my thing, it was his thing. So. But, yes, I will be waiting for your call. Let me know how things went.
Okay. And I will make sure I hit you tomorrow.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for the laugh. I know you guys are laughing with me. Have a great night.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you. Have a good night. And tune in for the farting episode.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
Confessions of a Serial Father.
Yes, we're going to have the freaky fetishes.
I don't need it. Oh, you can't intervene. Then nobody will call me and confess about their, you know.
Yo, it's gonna be confession time on Tuesday. I'm not here to judge anybody, and you know I have some little confessions. I'm not perfect.
Exactly, like everybody's done or tried something that was out of the ordinary. I'm sure.
Yeah, they sure have, but
damn.
That's all I
can say. Well, can't wait till Tuesday.
I know, right?
Mm-mm-mm. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been really real.
Well, you guys have a good night. We love you and have a great question. I mean, damn, have a great night. I'm bugging.
Check us out. See you tomorrow.
All right.
All right, bye.